Let's catch up now with what's happening in the Central Goldfields Shire with the CEO, Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Hey, listen, before we look at the first point today, those bombers are flying?
Yeah, they're sort of having a late season surge, aren't they? So got a couple of games coming up that I think we can win, so we'll see what happens. But
yeah,
getting into the top eight, I think, is going to be a bit of a tough ask.
Oh, yeah, but still, a win's a win's a win. It's always nice to see them winning. So it's pointing in the right direction anyway, so that's
exactly.
Good.
Exactly.
Are you two talking footy again?
Just a bit.
Yes.
Just a bit.
Okay, what's going on in the world of NAIDOC in your shire, Lucy?
Well, actually, we've got an event today, and as I sort of watch the rain come down, I think it might be slightly reorganised, but it's at the Ripples on the Res, so there is an indoor space there, starting at 10 o'clock today, and obviously this year the theme is Heal Country, so this calls us to measure and recognise, protect and maintain all aspects of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and heritage. So part of the events today will be a walk around the Goldfields Reservoir. So that's the bit that I'm not sure will happen at 10 a.m. given the weather, but we'll see. A cleansing, a welcome to country and smoking ceremony. And then the rest of the day there'll be crafts and barbecue and stalls, displays and giveaways.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed that the weather does allow that. Sounds like a great day indeed. Now, the COVID-19 vaccination hub, how's that coming along?
Yeah, so we've partnered with the Maribyrnong District Health Service to open a community vaccination hub in our community hub at 48 Burn Street, Maribyrnong. So it's great that we can set that up. I've seen lots and lots of people coming through, which is really encouraging. And so what people can do is they can ring 5461-0300 to make a booking, and the bookings are for the afternoon. So if anyone wants a morning appointment, that needs to be the local GP clinic, but the vaccination hub is for afternoon appointments. And there's also more information on the MDHS website as well under COVID clinic. So if anyone needs more information about how to book and get there, but I think it's really important that we all get out there and get our jab. I've had my first one and looking forward to my second one, that's for sure.
Great.
Looking forward, is that the true word? Never mind. You're going to have it.
I think you don't get as bad a reaction the second time.
Oh, fair enough then. So you've got your art gallery reopening this week, plus something extra.
Yeah, so we've got two new exhibitions called Winterlight 1 and Winterlight 2, which are launching this Saturday at 2 o'clock. So everyone's welcome to attend. We've got a... as usual, some local food, wine and music will make it a lovely occasion. The great thing about this exhibition, it's all local artists. So we've got works from Anna Ashton, Tenna Dwyer, Val Wilkinson, who are from Bialaba and Denali. And then Winterlight 2 features work of artists from Majorca and Talbot. So Rosie Hardress, Jason Luca, Belinda Michael, Fiona Somerville and Tiffany Titchell. So really exciting to have their beautiful works on display. And importantly, this will be our last exhibition up until 5 September 2021, and then we're closing for our redevelopment, which is very exciting as well. So really encourage people to come along and have a look at this gorgeous exhibition in the next couple of weeks, and then we're looking forward to actually redeveloping the art gallery over the summer.
Exciting times ahead. Lucy, always good to chat. Thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Great, thank you. Bye.